am Donna, and I volunteered to give a short homily today in Father Todd's absence, and also after that, I guess I will do the minute for stewardship, because I'm not sure where else I would put it in the service. So Eric's nodding his head, okay, that works. I always like this story from the Gospel. You know, in one of the other Gospels, they tell the story a little differently. It's not James and John who come forward and say, you know, hey, we want to be your right arm and your left arm. We want to be your guys. It's their mother who does it. And I can't be sure. It might very well be John who tells it that way, okay? But it's one of the other Gospels. And what he's saying is, you know, mom comes up to Jesus and asks for this favor. And, you know, Jesus knows what it's like to have a mother, so he listened to her. In this one, though, it's funny because it's them, it's told right out, you know, no, it was those two. And we remember the story because it really annoyed us at the time. But let's think about it, you know, we can understand, we can all pretty much relate to a mom who wants our kids to get the top position. Cast my daughter as a lead in the play. My sister coaches cheerleading, and everybody wants their daughter to be the flyer, who's the star, no matter whether she's suitable for it or not. Moms are that way, frequently. When someone comes forward themselves and wants to be put first, we know not to do that, but I think men kind of, you know, that's not really smiled upon, is it? You know, I think I should have the top spot on your right hand, and my brother should be on your left hand because we're the best. That's pretty much what they're saying, isn't it? And the other disciples got angry with them for doing this. Even though Jesus is saying, can you do this? This is not going to be easy. This is going to be, you know, the cup I'm drinking, they don't really know. They say, oh, sure, we can drink the cup you're going to drink. They don't know, do they, what the cup is that he's going to drink. But they think they know, and they think they can do it, and they're really enthusiastic. And Jesus doesn't get angry at them. He takes it and makes it a teachable moment, as Jesus does so often. And what he teaches is that to be first doesn't get you the glory. It doesn't mean that you're going to, like, you know, be waited on. It means you're going to be the one who serves everyone else. In the kingdom of God, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And the best analogy I could find for that is being the senior warden of the vestry. All right? It seems like it's going to be a great, you know, prestigious job until you get it. Right? And then you find out that you're the one who better stay last to do the cleanup, and you're the one who's going to make sure that the toilets are working, and you're going to be the one, Tal used to clean the bathrooms when he was senior warden, because there was nobody hired to do that at that time. And you get the complaints. I'm active in the Lions Club, and I had the prestigious job of being the governor for the Lions in New Jersey. And you know what that meant? You got all the complaints. And you should be the one who is out there serving the most. Vivian Hansen and Deacon John lead, they're the leaders for Kitchen of Hope. Vivian's the president. No one works harder and no one finds any job beneath them better than those two do. They're following Jesus' words. And that is what Jesus is telling us. You know, and it's lived out. We know from Job that God is the one who did it all, right? The Old Testament God is no more God-like than in this passage of Job, where he talks about, are you the one who spread out the oceans in the sky? Do you know how big it is? God does. God knows how many sands there are on the beaches. And God knows when those birds are hungry, and he makes sure they get fed. And the God who could do everything humbled himself. He was first. He was the Alpha, and he allowed himself to become the Omega, to be the last to be born in a manger in a really not very glamorous place, and to spend his early years a fleeing immigrant, fleeing from the powers that be with his family. And they were on the run for a couple of years against the terrorism of all the baby boys being killed. Those were hard things. Jesus grew up knowing that if you wanted to have food, you're going to have to work with your hands. And he learned how to be a carpenter from Joseph. So when Jesus says, the first shall be last, the last shall be first, it's not just an ideal. He walked that walk, and now he can talk that talk. And what he's telling all his disciples, not just James and John, who are a little full of themselves at the moment, or at least their mother was, but this is what it means to be with me. And he kind of warned them to stay with me. You're not going to have glamorous lives. You're going to be persecuted. Most of them were put to death for their adherence and following of Jesus. And then, yes, they would sit on 12 thrones in heaven. But that wasn't what they had here on earth. And that is what we are called to do. We are called to be the ladies who take care of the altar and to make sure the rug is vacuumed and to make sure that all the little things get done. And they're not glamorous. But you can also know that the people who are leading the church, your senior warden, they're making sure that they lead by the example of being the first ones to pitch in on those jobs. So that's how I see the gospel lesson and our Old Testament.